7 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky at the World Trade Center site in New York, where this hour a ceremony begins to mark 12 years since the attacks of 9/11.
The focus for the 12th anniversary is on the families. There'll be a backdrop of music. We have invited family members of victims from the 1993 bombing and also the 2001 terrorist attacks to read the names. It's going to be reflective. It's going to be quiet.
Michael Frazier of the 9/11 Memorial Foundation here at what used to be known as Ground Zero. It's still a big construction site and will be for years. But the Western Hemisphere's tallest skyscraper is now nearly finished, as is the 9/11 Memorial Museum. Soon, the recitation of names, moments of silence, and the tolling of bells to mark a dozen years since the attacks. President Obama marks the day first at the White House, then at the Pentagon. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
It is another somber moment for remembering. The White House flag is at half-staff. President Obama will be walking out onto the South Lawn with hundreds of staff for a moment of silence and reflection on the sense of loss that years cannot erase. From the White House, I'm Ann Compton now with more news. Here's Doug Limerick.
1 year ago today, deadly attack on the U.S. consulate, Benghazi, Libya. 4 American diplomats killed. Today, an apparent bombing in Benghazi.
On the anniversary, Libya's foreign ministry building has been rocked by a powerful explosion in the very heart of the eastern coastal city. The country's central bank, right next door, was also damaged. Several passers-by were slightly injured by the blast, which blew out windows up and down the street.
ABC's Tom Rivers, the foreign desk. In his address to the nation, President Obama says it's too early to tell whether diplomacy will succeed in averting military action against Syria.
This initiative has the potential to remove the threat of chemical weapons without the use of force, particularly because Russia is one of Assad's strongest allies.
You're listening to ABC News.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
From across the street to across the state, this is Lubbock's First News on News Talk 790 KFYO. The news starts now.
Good morning at 7:03. I'm Matt Crow. At their meeting last night, the Lubbock City Council gave final approval to a new budget for the 2013-14 fiscal year and a higher tax rate. KFYO's Cole Shooter was at the meeting and makes this report.
The council approved the second reading of the nearly $680 million budget 4-3, with Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson, District 3 Councilman Todd Klein, and District 6 Councilwoman Latrell Joy voting against the budget. Three amendments were successfully added to the budget prior to final passage, which moved some funding to create two positions in the city's building inspection department and adding funding to the city attorney's office and for fire department remediation. Councilwoman Joy offered an amendment to add the $15 million in revenue bonds back to Lubbock Power and Light for smart meters, which was removed at the first reading of the budget. This amendment failed 4-3, with Robertson, Joy, and District 1 Councilman Victor Hernandez voting in favor of returning the bond funding item. The tax rate for the 2013-14 fiscal year has an increase of 1.23 cents over the rate of the current fiscal year. That means that for those that own a $100,000 home, they'll see an increase of $12.30 on their property taxes. You can read more on this story at KFYO.com. Cole Shooter, KFYO News.
A retired Lubbock Police Department officer has been arrested. 58-year-old John Carson was arrested on a charge of Class B misdemeanor prostitution yesterday. Carson was arrested during a multi-day sting operation in which LPD received a tip that someone was impersonating a police officer for the purposes of prostitution. The Lubbock Police Department's investigation is still ongoing. And 6 Lubbock area high school seniors have been named as semifinalists in the National Merit Scholarship Program. They're David Chen, Calhoun Kuhl, Rachel Smith, Reagan Stewart, Avaniana Viff of Lubbock High School, and Cheryl Agus of Trinity Christian School. The semifinalists are 6 of 16,000 American students chosen from a pool of 1.5 million who entered the competition as juniors in 2012. They were selected based on their 2012 preliminary SAT National Merit Scholarship qualifying test scores. In state news, Six Flags Over Texas is reopening the ride from which a parkgoer fell to her death this past summer. The Dallas Area Amusement Park announced yesterday that the Texas Giant Roller Coaster will reopen this weekend. The ride will have new seat belts and redesigned restraint bar pads. Six Flags says its investigation into the July incident found no mechanical failure on the ride. The family of the woman who died after falling from the ride has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the amusement park company. The company said in a statement that people with unique body shapes or sizes may not fit into the ride seat. It will now offer a roller coaster seat on the ride line for riders to judge for themselves in advance if they fit into the seat. News and weather on demand at KFYO.com. I'm Matt Crow on News Talk 790 KFYO. Depend on it.
Good morning. You're Lubbock in West Texas. Three-day forecast, and I'm looking for high today in the middle to upper 80s, and I'm giving you a chance to rain and around 10% at your location. Overnight, the low temperatures fall close to 65 degrees. Tomorrow's highs in the middle to upper 80s, and I'm going to go a 20% chance. A bit more monsoon and tropical moisture in place for Wednesday. Downpours could produce rainfall amounts over a quarter of an inch on Wednesday. Thursday, Texas Tech and TCU will have to keep a watch on that day because a few small showers may develop. In fact, I anticipate they will. And we'll keep you advised. Latest 7-day forecast. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts with Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk 790 KFYO.
70 degrees at Seminole, Texas, Slayton 69, and News Talk 790 KFYO. Current temp is 70 degrees. It is 7:07 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack on Wednesday, the 12th anniversary of 9/11.
Can you believe it's been 12 years?
Already.
Wow. Coming up a little later, we're going to be checking in with our friend Cheryl Isaacs with Coldwell Banker Real Estate.
Yeah, she's going to have some information. Last week we had some very helpful information about this plumbing stuff that was going bad in homes that were built, you know, in a certain era. We'll have some more helpful information this morning. Also, coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to speak with Leslie Timmons, Voice of Hope, formerly Lubbock Rape Crisis Center. Need volunteers and to go to a training for human trafficking, believe it or not. Yes, it does happen here, and it's fairly organized. You'd be surprised. Coming up next, we've got Ainsley Nelson. She's going to be talking about Joan London's appearance at the Women's Club.
Nominate an outstanding South Plains teacher for the Mrs. Baird's Teachers on the Rise Award.
KFYO, good morning. It is 7:09 with Collins Mack on Wednesday. Howdy. Hope you're having a great day so far. It's kind of nice on the outside. You know, I'm enjoying the cooler temperatures. They can get a little cooler for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time to kick the windows open.
It almost felt this morning when I got out of the car to come into the radio station, it almost felt a little bit like fall out there. Almost.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll be nice if we get to where the heater doesn't kick on, the AC doesn't kick on, and we can quell some of the LP and L hysteria.
No doubt.
You know, I'm just pretty much I'm worn slick over this deal. Just it gets old after a while, you know, just same old, hearing people complain about stuff. And I understand people are upset, but it's just like, come on. You know, when are we going to just fall on the sword and get it over with? Anyway, Ainsley Nelson is in the house. Ainsley, identify yourself.
Ainsley Nelson. I am on the Speaker Series Committee with the Lubbock Women's Club, and we are bringing Joan London to town here in October.
Nice. So this is part of the Women's Club Distinguished Speaker Series. And what is the day and all that? Give us the information.
That's right. We're very proud to receive the Ernestine Payne Welburn Endowment grant, and it helps us bring some very prominent speakers to town. And the one we're bringing on October 17th is Joan London, who everyone remembers from her almost two decades on Good Morning America.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Give us a little background on her family. You were giving us some interesting facts about her.
It's unbelievable. She is almost 63 years old and is the mother of seven children, including two sets of twins that are age 7 and 9.
Wow.
So she's got quite a span of her children. And I was reading her bio. She's almost like our Carol Brady. She's everybody's favorite mom, it seems like.
That's amazing to have two sets of twins. That's got to be pretty rare.
She's 63, mm-hmm. and she has twins as young as 7?
That's correct.
Wow.
7 years old.
That means she was, 56 when she had twins?
I think 54, 55, something like that, yeah.
Crazy.
I'm not as old as Miss London, and I don't have the energy for 7 and 9 year olds.
And the pictures I've seen of her, she's still as beautiful as she was when she was on Good Morning America. So I personally am looking forward to meeting her. I remember growing up listening to her on TV.
Yeah, she was
every morning
one of
when I was little.
My idols.
That's right.
Well, how interesting. And what is the date?
The date is Thursday, October the 17th. We'll have a reception beginning at 6:30 and then dinner at 7. At the Lubbock Women's Club.
Now, is this open to the public to
it
get
is.
Tickets?
It is. You can go ahead and call the Women's Club at 763-6448, or you can email your reservations in at reservations@lubbockwomensclub.com, and the tickets are $75 a person. There will be a fantastic meal, as there always is at the Women's Club, and we look forward to welcoming her to Lubbock.
How fun.
Nice. What's going to be the topic of conversation when she actually speaks? Do we know yet?
You know, I don't know the topic of her conversation yet. I know that she's covered 4 presidents and been to 5 Olympics and reported from over 26 countries. So I'm sure she's going to have some wonderful things to share. She's ventured into some new things as she's retired officially from Good Morning America. And I'm sure there will be a wonderful speech.
Tell us a little bit about the Women's Club of Lubbock and what you guys do.
Sure. The Women's Club was established in 1945, and we our goal is just to better the community. It's a beautiful old historic building down on Broadway. It's a wonderful group of ladies that work really hard in the community. And again, we provide wonderful programs throughout the year, a variety of fashion and travel and community enrichment. And of course, we are very proud to usually offer about 2 speakers per year for the Ernestine Payne Welburn Endowment Community Speaker Series.
That's nice. Should be interesting. I think I'm going to try and get my mom a ticket to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mom watched Joan London for a long, long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like a legend.
She is a legend in Lubbock.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thank you very much for coming in, Ainsley. We appreciate that. And we'll look forward to seeing you guys on the 11th of October.
October 17th.
Or 17th, I'm sorry.
You can see me on the 11th, too. But the 17th if you want to see Joan London.
One more time, how do we get tickets?
You call the Women's Club at 763-6448 or send an email to reservations@lubbockwomensclub.com. $75.
Good morning. It's 7:15.